You're listening to Lent and Easter for Kids, a podcast with episodes that only come out around Easter time, especially designed to help you and your family prepare your hearts to celebrate our Saviour Jesus. He died on the cross for our sins and then rose again to life to save us so we can live forever with Him. Is there even a better thing to celebrate? And I am your host from the Word on the Street podcast, Anna Ware. I love to have a long, warm bath, soaking for ages and reading in there too. But for getting clean, a shower is quite a lot more practical, especially if I'm feeling really dirty, really grotty. Which one do you prefer, a bath or a shower? How often do you think that Jesus washed his body? Did they have baths or showers? Not really. They didn't even have running water. No taps. All their water came from a hole in the ground, a well. So they didn't do things that used up a lot of water. They would just wash their hands and their feet regularly, and maybe wipe down a few other extra areas that might have needed it, but no full regular washing like what we have today, unless they were going for a swim. Would they smell, do you think? Yes. Why do you think people use flowers for weddings and funerals? Because in the old days, they would smell quite a lot. No refrigeration either. But if we lived back then we would get used to the smell. This series, we are going to be looking at Jesus' last week alive on earth before he died. There were quite a number of things that happened in this last week. There are four books in the Bible that talk about what happened to Jesus when he was alive on this earth. They're called the Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These four men wrote what we know about Jesus' time on earth, and the last week of Jesus' life was so important that John spent half of his whole book writing about it, that Matthew and Mark spent a third of their book writing about it, and Luke spent a quarter of his book writing about it. This shows how important this final week is. And think about it, the final week is that Jesus came and he died for our sins so we can get to heaven. This is the crux of it, the finale. This really is the heart of what we believe as Christians. And so there are six episodes focusing just on this final week. And today's episode is about a smell.
What do you think?
What is your favourite smell of all time? A nice smell is called an aroma. So which aroma do you love the best? I love the smell of cookies baking, especially chocolate ones. I love the smell of flowers, and I love the smell that comes after it rains. What do you hate to smell? Like, what is the worst smell that you have ever smelt? And is there a time when you smelt really bad? I used to have a washing machine that didn't wash clothes very well, especially Brad, my husband's work clothes. He's a builder. And if I didn't hang them out immediately after the washing machine was finished, the clothes would smell really musty and revolting. I hate that smell.
Today's story.
One time Jesus was in a town called Bethany, which is really, really close to Jerusalem, and he was visiting his friends Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They were all brother and sister. Lazarus had died, and Jesus brought him back to life again. After Jesus did that, so many people became Christians that the Pharisees decided they wanted to kill Jesus, and so Jesus stayed away from Jerusalem. He stayed away because it wasn't his time to die yet. I'm not sure if it was a few weeks later or a few months later, but Jesus knew it was his time and he came back to Bethany and he stayed with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And that was 6 days before the Passover. A meal was being prepared for Jesus and Martha was doing the serving and Lazarus was there and Mary took a very, very expensive bottle of perfume and poured it on Jesus' feet. This bottle was worth 300 silver coins, or as much money as you might earn if you worked a full year. It was a huge bottle, 350 mils, and there was no lid. It was fully closed and the bottle had to be smashed to open and couldn't be closed again. Now, this perfume was called nard or spikenard, and I actually have some of that essential oil and it smells great, very earthy, but my bottle is only 15 milliliters with a lid. And it was much cheaper than Mary's bottle, but still quite expensive. Now Mary broke the bottle of perfume and poured the whole 350 mils out onto Jesus' feet. She wiped Jesus' feet with her hair, and the sweet, sweet smell of perfume filled the entire house. This aroma would have been with Jesus for the rest of his life. There was a man named Judas Iscariot. You might have heard of Judas. He was the one who was going to betray Jesus. And he was one of Jesus' disciples. And he asked, why wasn't this perfume sold for 300 silver coins and the money given to the poor? Judas didn't really care about the poor. He asked it because he was carrying the money bag. He was the accountant for the group, and he would sometimes steal from it. Jesus knew what Judas was thinking, and he said, why are you bothering this woman? She's done a beautiful thing for me, pouring this perfume on my feet. You will always have the poor with you, but you won't always have me. Remember, Jesus knew he was going to die this week. Mary has poured perfume on my body to prepare it for a burial. Now Judas decided then and there that he was going to betray Jesus. He went to the chief priests and asked how much money he could get if he helped Jesus get arrested, and they paid Judas 30 silver coins. The bottle of perfume was 300 and Judas only got 30. And from then on, he started to look for a chance to betray Jesus. Nowadays, if you die, your body gets to go in a fridge so that it doesn't decompose and it doesn't smell before the body ends up in the ground or being cremated. In those times, when everyone wanted to mourn around the body and be sad, it would start to smell. And so they would put beautiful perfumes and flowers and other yummy smelling aromas on the body. Jesus knew that God had planned for Mary to do this, to pour the perfume on Jesus' body in preparation for burial.
Question time!
Question number one, what do you think of Mary's gift to Jesus? Would you have done that for Jesus if you were there, if you were Mary? Question two, how do you think Jesus would have felt receiving that gift? Question three, when Jesus was on the cross, and if he had got a smell of that beautiful perfume, that beautiful aroma, what might have been going through his mind? What an amazing gift that Jesus got from Mary in his last week of life on earth. In the next episode, we're going to be looking at the next day when Jesus makes his journey from Bethany into Jerusalem. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and I'll catch you next week. Bye. That brings us to the end of this episode, but please don't stop chatting about these things. Keep thinking about everything you've heard in today's episode and keep asking questions and discussing things with your family throughout the week. If you want to discover more episodes and resources about our Saviour Jesus and to learn more about the Bible, please head on over to thewordonthestreetpodcast.com. There is a link in the show notes and you'll also find there a copy of today's Bible passage. I am really looking forward to you joining me again soon.